Bikurim Perik Beis Mishnah Vav 2:6. We now take a total departure from the topic of Bikurim, just because the previous Mishnah said sort of compare to contrast various halachic phenomena, saying that they are in certain ways like and certain ways unlike. So we're going to discuss some other things that have nothing to do at all with Bikurim. The first is the topic of an Esrog, here in Mishnah Vav. So the Esrog, of course, is the fruit we know and love from Sukkos. Esrog is a little unusual in that the Esrog is a fruit that can last a long time on the tree, more than one season. And normally when people cultivate Esrogim, they don't just allow it to rely on the tree to rely on rainwater, as the case for other trees typically in the time of the Mishnah, but they water it on an ongoing basis, much as they do for other vegetables. So that being the case, there's sort of a question about the growth of the Esrog. Is it primarily from way back in the winter when the rains fell, or is it more ongoing throughout its entire cultivation until the end because you're watering it on an ongoing basis? So the general rule is that when it comes to fruit on trees, the year to which they belong is determined by chanata. Chanata means, according to Bartanur and many others, the time when the petals fall off of the flower out of which the fruit is growing. At that time, the fruit is tiny, it's just a bud, but that's already considered to be the determinant of what year this fruit belongs to. So for various halachic significance points, we'll need to know which year this fruit belongs to, and the moment that will determine that is chanata, when the petals fall off the leaf and little tiny bud emerges. When it comes to vegetables, so the year to which that vegetable belongs is determined by the time at which it's picked, or at least when it's fully ripe and then ready to be picked. So, simple as that. So when a person picks the vegetable, if it happens to be year in year 7, then it's a Shemitah cabbage. Whereas even though it's growing, you know, largely, even if mostly grew in the 6th year, but if the last bit of ripening happened in the 7th year and you pick it in the 7th year, it's a Shemitah cabbage. In contrast, let's say you have an apple. The apple had a chanata back in the 6th year. You pick it in the 7th year, it's still a 6th year apple because the chanata occurred back in the 6th year. So again, in Hebrew terms, the fruit normally goes after chanata, the falling off of the petals and the bud. That's for fruits, and for vegetables, it's after lakita, when it's actually harvested or ready to be harvested because it's fully ripened. The question is, the esrog, do we treat it like a fruit in all regards, because it's just another kind of fruit on a tree, or does it have in some way, a similarity to vegetables, since you water it like a vegetable, and therefore maybe in some respects, or at least in one respect, the year to which its fruit, the esrog, belongs will depend upon when you pick it, not when it had chanata. So the Mishnah says, esrog shava le'ilan b'shlosha drachim. There are three ways in which the esrog fruit is like any other fruit on a tree. Three ways in terms of how you determine what year this fruit belongs to. So that means, first of all, and v'le'yerek b'derech echad. There's one way, says the Tanakhama, this is Rabban Gamliel, where the etrog's vintage, the year to which it belongs, will be like a regular yerek, a vegetable, meaning when it's picked, as opposed to when it had chanata, when it the blossoms fell off. So, shavali ilan ba'orla, uveravai, uveshvias. There are three ways in which we consider the esrog like any other fruit on a tree, meaning we go after the chanata, and that is for determining whether this is an orla fruit, a revai fruit, or a shvias fruit. So that means, for example, orla is the restriction of having the fruit from the tree in the first 3 years. So if prior to Tu B'Shvat, the 3rd year, chanata occurs, so then even if you pick it after Tu B'Shvat, it's still a orla esrog. If the chanata occurred after Tu B'Shvat, so then it's not an orla esrog. And same goes with revai. Revai is the restrictions on the 4th year produce, which has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there, kind of like Maaser Sheni. So again, if the cutoff for revai also is Tu B'Shvat, so if the chanata happened prior to Tu B'Shvat, then this is a revai plant. If it happened after Tu B'Shvat, it belongs to the next year, and will be a non-revai esrog. And finally, shvias. If the chanata happened in the 6th year, but then you pick it in the 7th year, so then it's not considered a Shemitah fruit, with respect to the normal halachas, it'll be a six-year esrog because the chanata happened in the 6th year. Okay, v'le'yerek b'derech echad, but there is one way, says the Tanakhama, where it's like a vegetable, meaning that we determine its year based on when it was picked, and that's Shebishas likitaso isuro. The rules of Maestros of tithing, when it comes to an esrog, are determined by when the esrog was picked. That would mean, for example, and this is quite a strange case, but this is the part the Nurek speaks it out. If you had chanata in the sixth year, the petals fell off of the esrog as it was budding there in the sixth year, but you pick it in the seventh year, this esrog, so the esrog will be not a shmita esrog. Meaning you could eat it and do business with it, etc. There's no restrictions on it. But since it was picked in the seventh year, it'll be exempt from Trumas and Maestros, because in the seventh year there's no Trumas and Maestros. That's remarkable, but that's what it's saying. And similarly, if it was between, let's say, a second and third year of the seven-year cycle, so if you pick it in the third year, we would say it's a third-year fruit, and therefore you're going to give Maeser Ani instead of Maeser Sheni, etc. That's the Rabbi Ben Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says simply, Shaveh le'ilan b'chol davar, he says no, the esrog is like any other fruit tree, and its rules are the same. Everything goes after the chanata when the petals fall off the flowers, and there's nothing special about esrog whatsoever in terms of the dating of what year it belongs to. Now, lahalacha, surprisingly, it doesn't follow either the opinion of Rabban Gamliel nor the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, the halacha is based on a third shita, which you see in the Sukkah Daf Mem, that the halacha is that the esrog goes after when it was picked for both its year of Maeserus and its year of Shvias. So we determine both those factors based on Lakita, when it was actually picked, which is extraordinary and peculiar just to the esrog.